Hello, and welcome again to a Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I'm Brother Jeff Chapman, and I have the privilege of sharing God's Word with you today. Someone once said, "How do you get to heaven?" And an old man said, "Well, you turn right and you go straight." And that's what I want to talk to you. I just want to share the simple call of turning to the right, to the straight and narrow way. The scripture says in Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." The world today, including many so-called Christians, believe the road to heaven as not as narrow as Jesus described it. Webster Dictionary defines the word straight, that's S-T-R-A-I-T, not the one like a straight line, but this is straight. And it is defined as a confined, narrow, close, strict, a position of hardship or difficulty. According to the above definition, the way to heaven in our future eternal home is one of trials, of hardships, and self-denial. The word straight would be more in reference to the word like the Straits of Gibraltar or the Straits of Magellan. These were difficult passageways to navigate these ships in the old days. A certain young man of wealth who was lying on his deathbed, having willed his estate to his wife and a small child, was asked by the innocent child, "Daddy, do you have a nice home in the land to which you're going?" The question was an arrow in the father's heart, because he felt he had no home to go to in the land where he was going. All was dark to him. He was on the wrong road. My listener today, do you have a beautiful home to spend eternity in? On our highway today, we have signs which direct us to our destinations, which we're headed for. There are times, though, when we fail to understand them and we lose our way, we get lost. We must then make efforts to go back, to get on the right road again. Sometimes we have to stop and ask directions. Sometimes the way back is long and hard. So the spiritual journey is much the same. Paul said in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We see, therefore, that we all must seek the right highway in life and then make efforts to stay on it by the help of God, by being filled with the Holy Ghost, by reading the Word of God." The Bible urges us to watch and to be prayerful that we stay on the right road. Jesus said in John 3, "You must be born again." This is the way in which we first get on this holy, heavenly highway to heaven. Then together, with being filled with the Holy Spirit, we follow the map as provided by in His Word. We must, in this life, this human race, that at the end of the road we might attain that reward spoken of by Jesus. He said He was going to prepare a mansion for us in John 14:2. God has provided signs to all the world, every nation, every tongue, and every individual in His holy word. His holy word says, "An highway shall there be, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein." This is Isaiah 35, verse 8. At another place we read, that was the true light, Jesus, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1:9. My listener, are you following the signs? Is your vision good, or is it dimmed or darkened through all the deception of the lying devil and Satan? In this world of today, with this modern Jesus, this new Jesus religion, another sign pointing us to the right way is the words of Jesus. He said it this way, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their lips, their mouth, but he says their heart is far from me. This people draweth nigh to me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Matthew 15:8. This sign indicates that it takes more than just words of confession to be on the highway to heaven. Remember, dear traveler, you are somewhere on life's road to eternity. You're either lost or saved. Check your signs along the way. Consult the map, God's word. Are you on the straight and narrow way? If not, let us plead with you. We here at the Fountain of Life Ministry are pleading with you today to get on your knees, tell God your troubles, confess your sins, ask Him to show you the only way that leads to the eternal home prepared for you. Where you may hear those beautiful words on that great day, "Welcome home, well done, thou good and faithful servant," like it says in Matthew 25:21. Are you lost or are you saved? I'll close with a poem for you to think about. There is a time we know not when, a place we know not where, which marks the destiny of man for glory or despair. There is a line by us unseen that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's mercy and His wrath. To pass that limit is to die as by stealth. It does not quench the beaming eye, nor pale the glow of health. The conscience may be still at ease, the spirit light and gay. That which is pleasing still may please, and care be thrust away. Oh, where is this mysterious bourne, by which our path is crossed, beyond which God Himself hath sworn that he who goes is lost? How long may I go on in sin? How long will God forbear? Where does hope end and where begin the confines of despair? An answer from the skies is sent, "Ye that from God depart, while it is called today, repent and harden not your heart." Oh, my friend, are you lost or are you saved? One more poem and then I will close. The Four Calls. The Spirit came in childhood and pleaded, "Let me in." But oh, the door was bolted by thoughtlessness and sin. "I am too young," the child replied, "I will not yield today. There's time enough tomorrow." The Spirit went away. Again He came and pleaded in youth's bright happy hour. He came but heard no answer, for lured by Satan's power. The youth lay dreaming then and saying, "Not today, nor till I've tried earth's pleasures." The Spirit went away. Again He called in mercy, in manhood's vigorous prime, but still he found no welcome. The merchant had no time. No time for true repentance. No time to think or pray. And so, repulsed and saddened, the Spirit went away. Once more he called and waited. The old man was old and ill. He scarcely heard the whisper. His heart was cold and still. "Go leave me when I need thee. I'll call for thee," he cried, and sinking in his pillow, without a hope, he died. Are you lost or are you saved? Oh, my friend, Jesus would call you to confess your sins and be a new creature in Him. Well, bless you tonight, today, this morning, whenever you're calling. May God help us all to hear those words. If you would like to leave us a message, 099 will access the voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. If you need help, you need help finding God, you need help in prayer, we'd just like to hear from you, so feel free to leave us a message, 099. God bless you, and we love you. Goodbye.